Good day. At long last, the submission of assignment 2 has now closed, and we can therefore provide some feedback. First of all, because of the extension, some of you may not receive your marked assignments back before the exam. We would like to assure you that we will mark the assignments as quickly as possible, and the marks will be uploaded on MyUNISA once the assignments have been marked. However, we cannot stress enough that it is very important that you work through the suggested solution for assignment 2 as given in tutorial letter 202, and that you make sure that you understand all the concepts tested. Secondly, we would like to alert you to the following general mistakes made in the assignment and hope that these comments will assist you with your preparation. In question 1.1, some students battle to determine the relevant factors. Remember to look at the actual dates and to use the age at the person's next birthday. The second proviso had to be applied, which requires the calculation of the usufruct value when the right was created. Work carefully through the solution and make sure you know how to apply this limitation. In question 1.2, a lot of students forgot to deduct the accrual claim as a liability. Some students also try to do some sort of estate duty calculation here, which of course is incorrect. In the exam, please read carefully what is required. For question 1.3, you should have realized that because there was no will, the spouse would inherit a child share of the distributable amount according to the rules of interstate succession. Question 1.4 was straightforward, but a lot of students will have to revise the rules and exemptions for estate duty. Apportionment is dealt with in paragraphs 8.8.1 and 8.8.2 of the textbook, so please make sure you understand what this concept entails. The value of the donation in question 2A is the difference between the market value and the selling price. Some students also forgot to deduct the annual exclusion of 100,000 Rand. As for question 2B, a lot of students seems not to realize the difference between the capital gain or loss for the deceased person and that of the deceased estate. For the deceased person, the market value at death will be the proceeds, and the base cost will be a historical value. The deceased person is entitled to an annual exclusion of 120,000 Rand. For the deceased estate, the selling price obtained by the executor will be the proceeds, and the market value of the asset at death will be the base cost. The annual exclusion for the estate is 17,500 Rand. The inclusion rate is 25% for both the deceased person and the estate. Good luck with your preparation for the exam, and remember, you are welcome to contact us telephonically or via email if you have any content queries.